for our members who are the small to medium explorers and miners out there in across Australia, this funding for GA will actually assist them in their planning of where they will explore. Australia is significantly underexplored. There's a whole lot of land out there that's under cover of rocks or is very, very deep, and we haven't explored those areas yet. This government assistance will provide data for those companies to make their plans of where they will look for the next deposit.
Will this $100 million, will that go far enough in helping to extend that exploration you speak of?
Look, it's often hard to say. It's not a direct line. A lot of exploration is exactly that. You don't always find something. It is exploring. That's where it's a high-risk activity. However, this money will be greatly beneficial to the industry, because in times of economic downturn, which the mining industry is experiencing, they need that help to say, okay, let's give you a leg up to start the next big industry, which is going to provide those well-paid, high-skilled jobs in regional Queensland, regional Australia. So I think whilst it's not the silver bullet, it certainly is a welcome start.
When you touch on the downturn, will this money give more investor confidence to the industry?
It will give some parts of the industry some confidence, because what it's doing is they use the term de-risking a program, in that if there is data that's provided to an explorer that says, look, we have a certain amount of information to suggest that there might be a new copper deposit, gold deposit, coal, whatever it may be, in this area, investors have a certain level of confidence that, oh, the government has provided that data. Therefore, somebody's already done some testing. It isn't completely pie in the sky, completely a new idea. So that does increase that investor confidence. Again, these are all individual decisions when it comes to investors and it comes to other states and other companies. Everybody's competing for that investment, so it will help most definitely. Again, it may not be it's a whole suite of issues.
The Exploration Development Incentive has been in place for a while now. Has that stimulated any investment before this new funding's been announced?
There has been quite a successful take-up. Several hundred companies had able to partake in that program and pass on tax credits to those investors, those mums and dads who've invested in small to medium companies who are exploring and trying to make a new company grow in regional Australia, because that's where you'll find these companies. And we are hoping that it will continue to bear fruit. If there's those companies being able to use that program, it's been successful, so we expect that it would continue to do so.
But with the bust that we have seen, how much money is really around to establish a new wave of mines? You've touched on some of the difficulties already.
I think we also have to look at it. It's a long-term long-term focus. Most new mines are going to take something in the vicinity of 10 to 15 years to be in operation. From the moment somebody explores to when something is being developed is a long time. So we have to start now for the next wave. There is no point us as a country going, we'll wait till everything turns, because by that stage, the market's moved again. We have to be exploring now for those metals that are going to aid technology and innovation in the future. We need to be doing that now. So that's where that exploration being that very first phase, which, as I said before, these guys have to be, we need an army of explorers out there looking for deposits, because it's not always successful. It's not always in a location where infrastructure can get it to market. It's not always in a volume that is economically viable to mine or that people can use. So there's a lot of variables in here, and we have to start, aiding them now. The fact that there's investors will definitely be part of that in the years to come. We have to get on that path now.